Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
When you're bothered with the queasy, uncomfortable feeling of an upset stomach, I certainly sympathize with you. But you need more than sympathy. What you want is...
relief.
Yes, and drugstores everywhere sell Alka-Seltzer, so you can get the kind of comforting relief Alka-Seltzer brings so quickly.
Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acid.
Alka-Seltzer gently soothes and settles an unsettled stomach.
Alka-Seltzer relieves that stuffy, too full feeling.
Yes, and Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to take, too. Leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. Next time indigestion happens to you, get...
relief.
Yes, get relief with Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Hey, Molly, where's my lucky hunting hat, you know?
Your hunting hat.
My lucky hunting hat. With the lucky number in the band and my good luck button on one side and my good luck penny on the other.
The one with the rabbit's foot sewed on top?
Yeah.
And the four-leaf clovers woven around the brim?
That's the one. You know where it is?
No, I don't. But I can understand why you can't find it. It's probably hiding. If I looked that silly, I'd be in hiding.
Oh, come on, kiddo. I'm serious. Today's the day, the big day, and I need that hat.
Big day?
Didn't I tell you?
No. I know it's not a day you're going duck hunting, though, because... after that last time, you said never again. At least not till you get a new shotgun, you said, with a straight barrel.
Oh, no, I'm not going duck hunting. I'm going skeet shooting.
Oh. Well, I've never eaten a skeet or even seen one. But I hope they're bigger than ducks and easier to hit and fly a lot slower. Because every time you come back from a hunting trip empty-handed, you're just in a terrible humor.
Molly, a skeet is not a bird.
Oh?
It's a little clay pigeon. I mean, clay disc. You eject it from an ejector that is called a skeet trap, and as it flies, I mean spins, as it spins through the air, the object is to see who can shoot down the most of them. Me or a certain blubber-bound friend of mine who shall be nameless, so we can settle once and for all who's the sharpest shooter, him or me. The big blob.
Oh, you and Dr. Gamble are at it again, are you?
How'd you know it was him?
Oh, just a stab in the dark.
Well, he's coming by to pick me up in a few minutes, and we're going out to the skeet range. The old-timer's going to throw the skeets and also be the judge. So I need my lucky hunting hat.
Well, I wish I could help you, but...
hey, I know where it is, I bet.
Good.
I bet it's with my shotgun.
Your shotgun?
Yeah, I can't find it either, so if you'll help me look for my shotgun...
No, McGee, you're not going to use that shotgun for this sleet shoot of yours.
Skeet shoot.
Well, skeet shoot. Not after what you told me the last time you came back from duck hunting.
Huh? Oh, I was just upset, Molly. I didn't really...
you said that gun was so old it was falling apart.
Well, I was...
and besides missing all the ducks because the barrel was crooked, you were lucky the thing didn't blow up in your face, you said.
I was just sore that day, kiddo. I had such rotten luck on that trip that I
was... you never wanted to lay eyes on that broken-down thing again, and as soon as you got enough money together, you were going to buy a new shotgun, you said. A good one.
I know. But that really wasn't me talking, Molly. It was a little man down inside of me. A little man who had so much pride and so few ducks, he didn't want to admit the truth.
He sounded just like you.
Well, me and that little man had us a talk, and we agreed that I missed all those ducks, not because I'm a lousy shot like Doc Gamble claims, but merely because I had an unlucky day. We agreed that it's not fair to take it out on your trusty old shotgun when... hey, you didn't throw it away, did you? Or give it to the junk man?
No, it's around here. It's still here.
Ooh, you had me worried there for a minute. Well, just show me where it is and I'll...
no.
Oh, Molly, after all...
dearie, you can go out on that screech range if you want to.
Skeet range?
Skeet range. You can go out there and have a gun blow up in your face and fill you and that little man inside of you full of scrap metal if you want to, but I'm not going to be an accessory to the crime. No, sir.
Oh, now, look, Molly, you're being just a little bit silly.
No.
That trusty old shotgun of mine is perfectly safe.
That's not what you said the last time you hunted with it.
I told you I was merely upset that day. It's a very good old shotgun. It's not a new one like Doc Gamble's got, but it's...
There's your boy who took a leave of absence from the grocery store to officiate at the great shooting match.
Molly, there's the old-timer now.
And who promised to be impartial, unprejudiced, unbiased, unafraid.
Molly.
And back at the grocery store right after lunch, so let's snap it up.
And there's Doc Gamble at the front door. Come on, Molly, where's the shotgun? Help me find it, will you?
Hi, Johnny.
Molly.
Johnny.
Molly.
Johnny. Ain't somebody gonna answer the door, kids? What's the matter to you two? Are we going shooting or not? Come in, Doc. Something funny going on here. I don't know what they're up to.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets contain vitamin B12. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
But, Molly, we're supposed to be out there in 15 minutes. I got the range reserved for 12:30, and if we
Yeah, come on, daughter. Give the boy his shotgun. If I'm late getting back to work, they're liable to check my petty cash. And I can't stand a check right now.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. McGee can leave with you anytime and use one of your shotguns at the range, but his old gun...
They don't have shotguns at the range, Molly. You have to bring your own. That's so as if a gun blows up or something, you can't blame them. And I mean, oh, gee whiz, my gun is perfectly safe, isn't it, Doc?
Well...
There, you see?
I was just thinking of that safety catch, McGee.
I know, the rubber band broke. But I fixed that.
McGee, please, let's not discuss it any further. I'm not...
With a spring. I fixed it with a spring. It's as good as new. Just tell me where it is. I'll show you. It's okay.
You're the only husband I've got, and I just can't... Oh. Look here. Look, Dr. Gamble will let you shoot his shotgun, won't you, Doctor?
Well, yeah, sure. Matter of fact, I wish he would. Then he won't have those old lame excuses about how his old-type barrel heats up and the heat makes the shot rise and he shoots over the
top. Hey, that's a new one, Johnny. Heat makes the shot rise, huh?
Oh, he's got a million excuses, old-timer. Some of the most original things.
Oh, doggone it. We're just wasting time. You guys sit down. I'm going to hunt for that shotgun.
Now, McGee.
I know it's not in the attic. I cleaned up there a couple of weeks ago. I already looked on the back porch and in my bedroom closet.
McGee, please.
So the only place it must be is out here in the hall closet, and the only way to find it is...
No, McGee, I give up. It's in the den behind it. Don't open that hall closet. Dear.
Gee, I'm sorry, kiddo. I only meant to scare you, but my hand slipped.
Well, at least we found out where the shotgun is, Johnny. In the den, she said. Behind the... Where was that you said, daughter? Behind the what?
I didn't say.
Oh, come on, Molly. Where is it? Molly.
Well, here we go again.
I found it, fellas. I found my shotgun. It was behind the bookcase.
Oh, good. Good.
Give me that.
Hey, no, Molly. Oh, gee whiz. Grabbed it right out of my hand. I sure don't understand you today, kiddo. I never did see you make such a fuss over nothing like this.
You're just not going to shoot this old shotgun, McGee.
It's not old. I just call it my old shotgun.
Why can't you use Dr. Gamble's gun?
Welcome to it.
I don't want to use Doc's gun. I'm used to my own.
Hey, look, Molly... Would you feel better about it if I checked that gun over thoroughly? Made sure it was in perfect working order before we go?
Yeah, let Doc prove it to you. You trust Doc's judgment, don't you?
Well, yes, but...
If Doc checks it out completely and says it's okay, will that satisfy you?
It's very simple, Molly. I'll look through the barrel first and make sure that's clean.
No, no!
Huh?
All a nice doctor wants to do is look down the barrel, daughter. He won't swab it out or anything.
No!
Gee, I don't know what to say, fellas. I never saw her act like this before. I don't know what's come over you, Molly.
Yeah, Johnny's been shooting his shotgun for years, daughter. 20 years, at least, that I remember. And, hey, is that thing that old, Johnny? I didn't realize I mean, it's a mighty fine gun. Fine gun you got there, son. You betcha.
It's a swell gun, and I don't understand why a usually calm, peaceful wife suddenly gets so stubborn over a shotgun that her husband has used hundreds of times without a single accident.
Oh, now, I wouldn't go that far, sonny. What about last fall in the duck blind when you...
I mean a major accident. Even then, when I dropped it on your foot, it didn't go off, did it?
No, but it's lucky it wasn't loaded, because if
it... So there, it's perfectly safe. So I can't understand why all at once... Hey, what's this? Dropped out of the barrel.
Give me that.
Hey, it's a roll of bills, Johnny. 10, 15, 16.
Now you see what you did. I've been saving that money to buy McGee a new shotgun.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, gee whiz, kiddo. Well...
You told me you'd never shoot this broken-down thing again, and I thought you meant it. So I've been hiding money in the barrel till I could get enough. Now you boys have spoiled everything.
Gee whiz, well, Johnny.
Daughter, I would never have done anything.
Gee, kiddo, I feel awful. Gee whiz, here a wonderful wife scrimps and saves for months.
Almost a year.
Almost a whole year to buy me a new shotgun, and I have to go louse it all up by being stubborn and bullheaded and stupid and... Oh, gee whiz, kiddo, well, don't cry.
Well, darn it.
I'll put the money back in the gun barrel. I'll forget all about it, I promise. You can surprise me with a new gun when you get enough saved up. Because I'll forget all about it by that time.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
When a headache gives you a bad time, don't you wish you could just press a button and make your headache disappear? Well, believe me, if I knew of any such magic formula, I'd be telling you about it. But I do know that one of the best things you can do for a headache is drink a glass of Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is a very effective pain reliever. And because Alka-Seltzer is a fizzing liquid when you take it, it's ready to go to work right away to relieve the pain of that headache. Just drop a tablet or two of Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water and listen to it fizz. Then drink it, and before you realize it, you'll forget you ever had a headache. Remember, Alka-Seltzer is gentle-acting, too, and it is not a laxative. So don't let a nagging headache spoil your day. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Well, how'd you make out of the shooting match, McGee?
Doc hit 30 skeet and I hit 12. It was a tie, so we'll have to do it all over again.
A tie?
Yeah, this tie here with the green polka dots. Kept blowing in my face every time I took aim. Naturally, you can't expect a guy to do his best when a green...
Sorry, I asked.
Oh. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer and Dr. Gamble are played by Bill Thompson and Arthur Q. Bryant. Join us again tomorrow when McGee becomes a deputy sheriff. He takes it big. This is John Wald bidding you goodbye until then.
Listen to One Man's Family tonight on most NBC radio stations.